It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith back here with Ross Tucker. And it's training camp season, Ross, for the pros, for colleges.
Yeah.
And you're at that kind of middle point of it.
Yeah, a lot of fights this time around.
A lot of fights.
And right around this time.
Hostility, yeah.
Yeah, because you're so sick of just hitting your own guys. You're so sick and tired of being sick and tired, as the expression goes.
Yeah.
So you just want it to be over with. And a lot of teams, they'll start to break camps here pretty soon, too.
This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where our buddy Mark going out for the season opener against Appalachian State. He's going to be renting RVs in his lot at half price for the game. That's right, half price. It's a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game, you've heard us talk about GoPSURV.com. This is a really good opportunity to go check it out. The GoPSURV.com lot is just minutes away from Beaver Stadium. There's a free shuttle back and forth. A lot of other amenities as well that you can check out at GoPSURV.com. And for that first weekend, it's extra special open house from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We can come get some 409 Tailgate Club barbecue products. You can check out some tailgate wine and some Labatt Blue beer too. So go PSURV.com to learn a little bit more. A lot of good stuff happening for the season opener against Appalachian State. The season opener, I guess, so if you're a player, let me phrase it to you this way, Ross. The season opener against Appalachian State, September 1st. We're sitting here midweek, middle of August. There's still a couple weeks to go. Where's your head at as a player? And does it depend on the status of your job and your position?
Yes, it does. I think that they will very soon transition from two-a-day, you know, camp mode to App State mode, even before, you know, they won't wait to that first week to get into App State mode. They'll start introducing some concepts about App State a little bit earlier, you know, because App State is good enough to beat you. You know, I always get nervous about games like this.
Yeah.
Like some of these, a lot of times the MAC teams aren't really good enough to beat you. App State's good enough to beat you. Like they're going to have to play and play well. App State's got some guys. As a player, it's so different depending on your mindset. Like, if you are Ryan Bates, you just want to fast forward to the first game and get this over with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, I could get hurt. I don't want to be tired for the first game. I don't want to be worn down. I want to be fresh. You're just ready to get to the first game. I think other guys that are battling for spots, they're in, you know, they're in full throttle prove it mode. And battling for spots every single day and wanting that chance at playing time, especially the guys, you know, in the D-tackle rotation, D-end rotation. I mean, those are battles, man. Those are precious, precious snaps that those guys are fighting over. So I hope they take the mindset that I took. It's funny. I'll give you an example. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before on Keystone Sports Network. It's a little bit different in college football than the NFL because college football, I don't think – any of the training camps in college football have fans there, right? It's not like that, like the NFL is, where the fans come.
Just people close to the program, I think, and recruit. You know, when recruits can come for,
right,
like, you know, for practices, them. But yeah, it's not bleachers.
Although I think this is the first time that they made August, the whole month of August,
quiet,
yeah. So they couldn't even come for practice,
not for training camp. No,
yeah. So here's the story I always tell, and this is the mindset that really every player should have in camp. But certainly the guys that are battling for a spot. And I always was. There was 3 years I was battling for a starting spot, and four I was just battling to make sure I was on the team. One way or the other, I was always in a competition.
You're talking between college and the pros?
No, my 7 years in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Seven years in the NFL. And when I was growing up, I would go to Eagles training camp, and I had Randall Cunningham's autograph and Reggie White and all these guys, right? I loved it. But I remembered how many guys didn't stop and sign my autograph.
Yeah.
I thought that was awful. Like, I'm here. I want your autograph. I'm asking for it. And I made a pledge to myself. If you ever make the NFL, you are going to sign an autograph for every single one of those kids that wants one. Okay?
Did anybody want one?
Nice, Dustin. Nice. Nice.
I mean, I don't want one, but.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I signed very few. I'll explain why. I signed very few. But if someone called my name, that was different. Like if they actually knew who I was and it wasn't just big number 68 or big number 65, right? They actually knew. Which, by the way, if you're out there and you're an autograph seeker, do a little research, please. The separation's in the preparation. Put a little effort in. That's how I got a lot of Eagles training camp. I remember a guy would come by. I'd be like, Mr. McKnight. Dennis McKnight, 12-year veteran offensive lineman. He veered right over to me. He knew I knew who he was. And
old linemen have to appreciate that.
Yes. So anyway, so I got to the NFL, and I realized I am competing for my livelihood. And every second that I'm doing something that does not contribute to me earning that starting job or making the team is a wasted second. So as soon as practice was over, I wanted to get off the field and into the cold tub as soon as possible to start the healing process and the recovery process for the next practice. I wanted to get that done, then get up and eat and get back into the dorm room or wherever and lay down, get horizontal, get off my feet, sleep, so that I had as much energy as possible for that next practice. That was my mindset. So I didn't sign autographs, like none. So I made that promise to myself and totally lied to myself.
Oh,
because when I actually got there, I realized, like, I'll sign autographs anytime anybody sees me off the field, during the season, anything. But when I'm here, these are my 6 weeks to earn my living, earn my spot. And it's a little different for the college guys because, number one, they recover a little bit better. But number two, I don't think they have fans like clamoring for autographs into practice. But that is still the mindset that the players should be taking, which is that, hey, I'm trying to earn a job. I'm trying to earn my role. And I need to use every second I have of these days to earn my spot. Because it's really hard to earn that once the season starts. You know, once the season starts, it's game mode. They're all just worried about the guys that are playing, and it's, you know, they might look at the freshman on the scout team, but it's really hard to earn that spot.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking to Ross Tucker here about his training camp experience, both as a college player, as a pro player, and I want to let you know, Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every home Penn State game in the 2018 season. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, the season opener, you can visit one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We will pull the winner on air later this week on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We will do so all season long for every home game this year from Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Tell me about your first college training camp, not even just the midpoint, but you were undergoing some body changes, right, and some position change at some point.
Dude,
in time.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because this is so freshman year at Princeton, and this is Princeton, this isn't Penn State. At freshman year at Princeton, I went in as a defensive end at 265 pounds, which I was like the biggest defensive end on the team. When they recruited me, I was like 232. So I get there, they move me the first day because I'm so big. They move me to defensive tackle. I had never been in a defensive three-point stance before. In high school, I was a defensive end in a stand-up 5-2 defense. So I was basically like a 3-4 outside linebacker, 5-2 D end. So I had never been in a three-point stance on defense. That was really different to me and foreign to me. I tell the story all the time. I got pancaked at times by walk-ons. Like, everything just happened so much faster, and even the walk-ons were pretty good. Like, they'd fire off the ball. They were better than the kids in high school.
Yeah.
And if they got into you, they could ride you and take you down. I mean, it was eye-opening. Like, looking back on it now, my freshman camp, I got worked at times by guys that, looking back on it, never should have been doing that to me. But it was a combination of the step up of the level in play and switching positions that made a big difference. Those two things made a big difference to me. I don't think – are there any Penn State freshmen that are switching positions. I guess Micah Parsons from edge rusher to off the ball backer. Any of the other ones really switching positions?
Not that I can think of. You know, you have a guy like Bryce Effner, for example, who they envision him being a swing player, probably getting some reps at guard and tackle, and it's going to be a whole different world for him. And Micah taking on linebacker responsibilities is new, but I can't think of anybody else who's really making a big change.
Well, I mean, Lamont Wade, not a freshman, right? But
Damien Barber is a redshirt freshman from end to tackle.
Yeah.
That's another one. So yeah, it's you know, it kind of spotlights the plight of guys who I think as average fans and followers of football who have never played the game at that level, you see a guy, you see his ability, and you just assume a seamless move to the next level when really like bigger, stronger, faster, a level of preparedness you've never played. You know, the idea of switching positions, you're changing your body in different ways for in some of these cases. I think it's just, you know, your story highlights the challenge that we never experienced.
Right. And that's why it's so encouraging, I guess, when you hear all these positive reports about how
this
some of the true freshmen are doing.
Came to play, man. And so PJ Mustipher, defensive tackle, his body didn't change much. But Judge Culpepper, listed at 260 pounds by recruiting services, now 290 plus. Aeneas Hawkins listed at like 265, now at 292. You know, there's a certain business-like approach that this freshman class took before they even got there. And then they got there in waves, January, May, early June, late June. You had different staggered arrivals. It's like these guys are taking their job seriously. And I didn't know how much of it was this class and them orchestrating themselves or a directive from the Penn State staff or what the redshirt rule had to do with any of it. And the idea that they're, whether they like it or not, they're going to be playing right away. This class is ready to play. And it seems like their approach to the game is on a different level. Justin Shorter, his approach on a different level.
You know, you shouldn't say this when they haven't even taken the field yet, but it feels like this is going to be one of Penn State's best classes ever.
Yeah.
And that's way premature.
Sure.
And if you want to email in and say, Ross, that's stupid, go for it. But based on their rankings, what we saw on the video and the early reports, it's very promising. Very proud. And maybe this is the class that gets them over the hump to the college football playoff.
Hawkins and Culpepper, both 3 stars, both come from NFL families. It's no wonder that they've already started.
That's a really good point.
So, yeah. So, there you go. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk more with Ross. His factors for Penn State to reach the college football playoff come up after this.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.